This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some startups using venture capital money to disrupt the health insurance business are running into serious trouble, which is also trouble for their customers. Colorado Public Radio's Andrew Kenny reports.
Lauren Gibbs always wanted to work for herself. She's a real estate agent in Lakewood, Colorado.
Being my own boss was just going to make more sense.
To do that, she had to buy her own health insurance. And in 2020, she was excited to sign on with a new startup company called Bright Healthcare.
I was like, this seems like a pretty good deal. And, you know, I think that the health insurance industry is like needs some disruptors and some innovation.
But it didn't last. Last December, Bright Healthcare's startup model was failing, and it was pulling out of the individual health insurance market across the country. That affected nearly a million people with Bright Insurance, including Gibbs, who had to scramble for a new plan. Her next provider was another startup called Friday Health Plans. Turns out, it was also in deep financial trouble. State regulators shut down that company in August. Some customers had to start all over on their deductibles. Gibbs estimates she'll be out close to $3,000.
The reason we have insurance is so we don't have an unexpected expense, like $3,000.
Together, Friday Health and Bright Healthcare had collected more than $3 billion in investor funding. So what happened?
They didn't understand health insurance. Health insurance is really complicated.
Health insurance consultant Ari Gottlieb says the math didn't pencil out for these startups. Sure, their premiums were low, but that meant these companies weren't taking in enough revenue to cover the healthcare expenses they were on the hook for.
But because they started to lose money in a number of different markets, they started to set off some alarm bells for us.
That's Colorado Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway. He says company leaders weren't giving state regulators the full financial picture.
In the case of Friday, they made very, very bad decisions at the management level, at the C-suite level, for years that ultimately ended up leading to their failure.
He says state regulators did everything they could. Both Friday and Bright Healthcare are now largely out of the insurance business nationwide. Neither company responded to requests for comment. But that's not much comfort to customers like Lauren Gibbs.
Having these two collapses in a row in Colorado, the state regulators, the governor, they need to pay attention to this and understand that these are real people's lives and health on the line.
Gibbs is begrudgingly going back to a much larger health insurer. She hopes this one will stay in business. In Colorado, I'm Andrew Kenny for Marketplace.